Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Alex for Chanel. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, is Annette Laser Gaudier there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So the first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
That's where I vote.
Okay. The next question is, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. What is your age?
67.
67, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. Next one. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say mostly dissatisfied.
Okay. Next question. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So, the first organization is Republicans in Congress.
50.
Okay. Janelle Buinam.
I've never heard of her.
Okay. Donald Trump.
75.
Okay. Trump's Project 2025.
I don't know anything about it, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
No clue.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
0.
Okay, 0. Kamala Harris.
50.
Okay. Chavez da Rimmer.
No clue.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
No clue.
Okay. Joe Biden.
-0.
Okay. Next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
No opinion.
Oh, okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
I have not made an opinion yet.
Okay. Undecided, then. Next question. Even though you say you are undecided, if you have to decide, which candidate will you lean toward?
I'm not going to make an opinion.
Okay. Next one. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. Next one. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else?
I have no idea. It's so up in the air still.
Okay. Okay. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Rimmer?
No opinion.
Okay. Next question. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a chance?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about her, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. And even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez the Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a high chance?
No opinion. I don't know anything about her.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm so disappointed.
Okay. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I know nothing about her, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you so much. So I need to read you these questions, and the next one is, no, I'm going to read you some doubts of concern some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rimmer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first statement is, Chavez de Rimmer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. What do you think? Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or you don't know?
No opinion.
Okay. The next one is, or democracy is being threatened. Yes, Chavez Rimmer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they will certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Rimmer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon vote by mail system. What do you think? Great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, next question. Lori Chavez de Rimmer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and at the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks to Togan's crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. What do you think? Great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. The next one. Lori Chavez de Rimmer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. What do you think? Great deal? Quite a bit? To some, not at all? Don't know.
I'd say middle of the road. I don't know what the option was there. I don't
agree.
I will agree.
Okay, not a problem. The next one is, Chavez Diramir has embraced politicians whose extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulation while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Diramir is a vote for these dangerous programs. Please tell me how much one troubles you about supporting Chavez Diramir. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
Unclear. I don't know.
Okay. And the next one of this part of the survey is, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Diramir is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to keep nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. What do you think? Great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. So the next is, no, I'm going
to
ask.
Are we almost done?
Yes, we are almost done.
Thank you.
Okay. The next question is, no, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Diramir?
Unclear.
Okay. Let me check the next question. Even though you say you are undecided, you have to decide which candidate will you lean toward, Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Diramir. If you are undecided, please. Okay, unclear. The next one. No, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum response to get your reaction. Okay. Janelle Bynum opponent says she is a soft on crime liberal with Oregon's most pro-criminal and active interim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defend the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Diramir to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Diramir supports a national abortion ban even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Diramir has voted to cool Social Security and Medicare, strip healthcare protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes from billionaires. She will use another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat General? Okay, unclear. Thank you so much. We're almost done. The last few questions are for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What's the last word?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade?
2 years of college. College.
Okay. College. Okay. The next one is, are you married, unmarried,
yes.
Living with partner? Okay. Married.
Yes.
Do you have any children? 18
no.
years
no.
of age. Okay.
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. Let me check. Is the 2020 general election for president? Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't remember.
Okay. Don't know. Okay. Let me check. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and the time that you give to me. It matters a lot.
Thank you so much for your time too, because you're the one that's had to do all the talking.
Don't worry. It's just my job. Thank you so much to you. Have a nice day.
Have a good evening. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.